Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title really quick.
Sky Sitney, co-founder of DC Docs Festival.
And we are talking because it's a brand new festival, and it's going to have a launch event on Wednesday, June 15th at the landmark Atlantic Plumbing Cinema. Folks might be familiar with that. Thanks for joining us. If just real quick, our listeners might recognize, you know, the name from your name from the Investigative Film Festival, Double Exposure. We'll remind everyone that still is happening later this year, but this is something completely separate. Talk about how you decided to start this new festival.
Absolutely. And Jason, I'm so glad you're reminding viewers of that really important connection for me personally. Double Exposure has certainly been a real labor of love and something we're very, very proud of in this community that looks closely at investigative documentaries. But DC Docs is a brand new launch event, really looking at ensuring a platform here in Washington, DC for documentary broadly, and to really reflect on the very large range and depth of that genre. And we are kicking it off this June 15th, a launch event, which is signaling a major festival coming this time next year. The way I think it's best to describe it is this launch event is kind of like an engagement party, and the wedding is a year from now, and then we're going to renew our vows every year thereafter.
Nice analogy. So this is like a one night launch event. There's not going to be other days of the festival this year. This is like, boom, we're going to have seven movies to give people, you know, a taste of what it's like. And then the full first, you know, longer festival will be next year. But this is the big kickoff one night event. Cool. I want to get into the actual movies, but really quick before we do that, remind everyone where the venue is.
Absolutely. So this is taking place this Wednesday, June 15th at Landmark's Atlantic Plumbing, which is at 807 V Street Northwest in the U Street area. And tickets are actually free, although we strongly recommend that you reserve in advance, which you can do right on our website, which is dcdocsfest.com. And that's dcdoxfest.com.
Docs with an X. Okay, dcdocsfest.com. Okay, great. Well, without further ado, let's go into the seven movies that are screening. There's six features and one short. Is there a certain order you want to go in? Should we just go alphabetically?
I'm sure we can go alphabetically. Or, you know, I was thinking maybe I'll start with the short.
Sure.
And also the short has perhaps the most extraordinary timing. The short is called The Martha Mitchell Effect. And I think people in this town are familiar with the name Martha Mitchell and are probably also aware that we're coming up on a significant anniversary in just a couple of days, the 50th anniversary of the Watergate break-in. And many will know Martha as the wife of Nixon's Attorney General John Mitchell, who many believed was the second most powerful man at the time. And Martha was a bold, loud-spoken, eccentric, iconoclastic speaker. Many remember her for calling out what she described as the dirty tricks of the administration. And she was what a term we might use today, gaslit, for what she was said, kind of deemed crazy or off her rocker, so to speak. And this film does an extraordinary job utilizing archival material to tell her story, to bring it back, you know, to bring it to this moment, and to kind of have a revisionist look at her role as a significant whistleblower of the administration.
Great. And what's really cool is, like you mentioned, the screening will be, you know, on Wednesday, June 15th, just 2 days before that big anniversary on June 17th was 1972, was the Watergate break-in. So, I mean, yes, I'm glad you opened with that one. That is the most timely one. Cool. And it's a short film. So everyone check that out. All right. Then in terms of the features, tell me about Aftershock.
Sure. Oh, gosh. I mean, this film is just extraordinary. Perhaps the film that brought me to my knees in, you know, a puddle of sorrow. It's a very, very important film that looks at the maternal health crisis and frankly, its disproportionate impact on families of color. So it's very closely following two families where there was a preventable death of two young women in childbirth. And it looks at the legacy of that, follows closely their two bereaved partners, fathers, husbands, who become activists, you know, reluctant activists to call attention to this disproportionate impact and really become part of a birth equity movement. And one of the things that I'm really looking forward to for this screening is that in this particular case, we will have two of the key film subjects in the post-screening Q&A. And I know that once audiences connect with the story, it will be so meaningful for them to get an opportunity to have this direct connection with these remarkable subjects.
Wow, sounds very, very powerful. An emotional one for viewers if they come out. Great, but important too. All right, tell me about Endangered.
Yes. So Endangered is a film that is allowing us an opportunity to bring back to DC one of our natives, Rachel Grady, who grew up here in DC, and her co-director, Heidi Ewing, went to Georgetown. So these are two wonderful people with deep DC connections, but the subject matter, of course, is really relevant here as well. So this is chronicling a year in the life of four journalists working in what we presume to be democratic countries with, you know, where freedom of the press has historically been considered a given. The countries are Mexico, Brazil, and perhaps surprising, the United States. And so they're looking at the way in which press is rapidly deteriorating, where misinformation is proliferating, and where there's kind of brazen suppression happening from world leaders in terms of free speech. And, you know, where local newspapers are shuttering all around us. So, we're used to perhaps recognizing the deterioration of journalism, but I think that we're not quite prepared to explore it in our own, you know, right here in the United States and in other presumably democratic nations. Rachel Grady will be on hand in a post-screening conversation as well.
Fantastic. That sounds like a winner as well. So many great options. All right. And then for some other folks, maybe a slightly different angle here. If they're music fans, we have a Leonard Cohen documentary called Hallelujah, Leonard Cohen, A Journey, A Song. What makes this such a cool doc?
This is so great. You know, often when we see a music documentary, especially for someone as iconic as Leonard Cohen, it's an overview of their entire life and history and influences. And we get that in this film, but it's really focusing on the remarkable trajectory of his most, you know, iconoclastic Hallelujah, which for those who are deeply familiar with Leonard Cohen's work, recognize that this is a song that had many different chapters that was picked up and taken up by many different artists, including Jeff Buckley, who in some ways is credited for bringing it to the mainstream.
Yeah, and you know, I also really like Rufus Wainwright's. I love that. Yeah.
And that comes up in the film as well. So it's really fun to get a sense of understanding the process, the creative process of Leonard Cohen through the specific lens of a song and a remarkable song. So it's an incredible journey, as the title of the film suggests, of his artistic creativity through this, you know, kind of singular focus.
Love it. Great for music fans. All right. And then back to sort of a historical social commentary kind of one, Riotsville, USA. I was reading the description of this, you know, well, you tell them, but it was fascinating to me.
Absolutely. And this is another film. This is like Martha. This film is almost entirely constructed out of archival material, which is really, I think, a fascinating approach where a lot of filmmakers are working with the archive to tell the story of the past through a contemporary lens. And in this case, the filmmaker is excavating the racist governmental crackdown on Black Americans in the late 60s by looking at essentially footage that was taken as National Guardsmen were trained in constructed fake towns known as Riotsvilles, based on, you know, as the title of the film suggests. These were often, these kind of fake towns were constructed often on military bases, and participants, kind of like extras, played the role of rioters so that National Guardsmen and police officers would learn how to handle rioting. And you begin to see the genesis of the kind of militarization of the police force and its response to these protest movements. And I think the film is really making an important link to how that endures today and kind of looks at the legacy of those practices today, rooting us all the way back to the 60s. And the footage is just jaw-dropping. Really, really remarkable.
Awesome. All right. And then tell me about Sirens.
Another music doc, really different from Hallelujah and just so electrifying. This follows Middle East's first all-female heavy metal band. And a number of those things that I say might sound like paradoxes. You know, a heavy metal band, all female in this case, Beirut. The film is such an affectionate look at the friendships, the love, the unbelievable raw sheer talent of these women who make up this fantastic band called Slave to Sirens, and what it is to be a woman in this, you know, in this time and place, kind of largely misunderstood by society, which doesn't expect or kind of prepare women to become heavy metal rock stars, and really looks at their efforts to follow their heart. And I have to say, I'm not personally a heavy metal fan, but this film, I think, has turned me into one. The music is incredible, as are the women.
There you go. Heavy metal converts after watching Sirens. All right, cool. And then last but not least, tell me about Sophia.
So another, you know, this, I love, what I love about the lineup is how diverse and dynamic the content is. And so, you know, Sophia is taking us in a completely different direction and focusing on AI, artificial intelligence, through the lens of a specific robot who's perhaps the best, most recognized humanoid robot, Sophia. And it follows the inventor of Sophia, David Hansen, who's on a quest to bring consciousness to Sophia and compassion to see if that's even possible. And we watch this kind of incredible pursuit as well as he goes up against some of the kind of corporate difficulties, funding difficulties. And it really poses just important questions about AI, the future of AI, if we can engineer empathy, and fundamentally what it means to be human. It's a really, really interesting film.
Wow, that does sound interesting. The future is crazy with technology. It's going to be great. Awesome. Well, it sounds like a great lineup of 7 films, 6 features, 1 doc. Everyone, again, it's the DC Docs Festival, the launch event on this Wednesday, June 15th at Landmark Atlantic Plumbing Cinema in DC. Before we run, just real quick, I guess, speak directly to the listeners. You know, hey, everybody, come on out. You have a good time, kind of a thing.
Absolutely. I mean, we are so thrilled to be able to bring this extraordinary lineup of documentary films here to the nation's capital. Not just the films, but in nearly every case, we have the filmmakers or film subjects moderated by some of our leading journalists in the area. And it's an opportunity to pull back the curtain on the process behind the making of these films. It, as you've hopefully seen, the range and depth of the storytelling is really extraordinary, from focus on music and artificial intelligence to some of the most pressing issues of our day, like, you know, the demise of democracy. And this is hopefully people will recognize as just a small taste of what's to come when we have our inaugural year in 2023 for DX, DC Docs. And we hope that you'll all join us for this launch and for the festival to come.
Sounds great. Everyone head on out on Wednesday. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much, Jason. Great talking to you as always.
Yep. Good luck. Thanks. Thank you. Talk to you later. Bye.